This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. Thank you, Jesus. We come to you one more time,
Amen.
This is the prophet and evangelist, Luella Simpson, come to you. God's spoken word, bringing you nothing but the word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for what you already done for us,
what you're
to do. We give you all the praise, all the honor, bless all the sick, shed in, nursing home, hospital. From the crown of their head, we speak healing over their body. All the backsliders,
the drug addicts,
the prostitutes, give them all a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, sisters, and brothers, give them all a mind to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
All the saints' children a mind to be saved.
Do it, Lord,
in Jesus' name. All these blessings we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband, in Jesus' name.
I thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. She cooked me a great, great, powerful, beautiful, three or four course meal for that New Year. I mean, for that 4th of July dinner. Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. All right, the message this morning here. Beware of witchcraft.
Beware of witchcraft.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't know what witchcraft is. It's working with familiar spirits and tea leaves and palm reading. Good God, my root workers and hoodoo and voodoo and fortune tellers and palm reading and spells and cards and psychic. Thank you, Jesus. Even Jezebel, you witchcraft.
So
I'm here to tell you, beware of witchcraft.
Thank you,
pastors and preachers are using witchcraft to control their members. You can't tell a member nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because that pastor that bewitched them. Hallelujah. You can't tell them nothing. Even the wife, the husband, having trouble with
preach
their wife. Hallelujah. Because that minister that got a bewitched her, and she's going the wrong way, and she's believing the wrong thing. Good God Almighty. Them old pastors that working witchcraft, have them to market their home and market their car and do everything just to get more money. Ain't nothing but a wicked spirit. That's a spirit of manipulation. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here to tell you, beware of witchcraft. Witchcraft is among the police enforcers. Witchcraft is among the lawyers. Witchcraft is among the ushers. Witchcraft is in the mason. Witchcraft is in the daughters of night. Witchcraft all the lower in the hospital, in your house.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the whole house, in the courthouse, in the jail house. Witchcraft, what's so pitiful about it? What's so sad about it? It's in the church. Good God Almighty. The Bible said Leviticus 19 and 31, regard not them that have familiar spirit, neither seek after wizard. That's a man witch. To be defiled by them.
I am
the Lord your God.
Amen.
God Almighty. Lord, tell them way back in Exodus, witchcraft was strong then. They were using witchcraft way back in God, them king used witchcraft.
Amen.
God Almighty, old King Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. Because Hazar and all them, they're using witchcraft on the people. That's way back ago. We're in Leviticus, and that witchcraft is still here, and it gets stronger and stronger. When I was coming up right there in Cleveland, Mississippi, as a little boy, I always thought witches was ugly. I had long noses, had and dressed funny. But I found out in my travel all over this world that witches are some of the beautiful women you ever gonna see is a witch woman. Some of the nicest, big, handsome man you ever saw is a warlock. Good God Almighty. The preachers and the pastors and the ministers and the evangelists are using that witchcraft spirit everywhere they go. That's why they preach them. You better be careful who you invite to come and run revival. You better be careful who you come to invite to preach to your members, because a lot of them carrying witchcraft. I heard stories of how the preacher come to preach and left a homosexual in the church. Good God Almighty. And a preacher come to preach and tore up the church with that
word.
Manipulating spirit, old smooth talking, had nothing but witchcraft. But the Bible says stubborn, had rebellious and stubborn.
Hallelujah.
That's witchcraft. It's a sin of witchcraft. Good God Almighty. And it's in the church. And I heard what sister was telling me that her pastor told her, I don't care who preacher. If I don't stand up, don't you stand up. If I don't say amen, don't you say amen. If I don't show no reaction, don't you show a reaction. That's our spirit.
Preach it.
Our controller, which is witchcraft. So thank you, Jesus. Over in the house. Paul told him, over in the New Testament, in Galatians 3:1, he's a whole fool of Galatians. Who have been with you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set for crucified among you. Because you're old fool of Galatians. They tell you everything but Jesus.
Amen.
If you're not preaching Jesus only, if you're not preaching baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, if you're not preaching against sin, good God Almighty. And women walking the street half naked. Men walking the street half naked. And they all go to church. Good God Almighty. Men walking to the Bible class with shawls on. His wife got her shawls on. Good God Almighty. No respect for God. And these old preachers, they don't preach it. They don't preach come clean. They don't preach put on your clothes. Holy clothes. They don't preach cover up your neck. They dealing with the spirit of witchcraft. Oh, yeah, they got the crowd. Yeah, they got the crowd. Because they're telling the people what they want to hear. They got them under their spell. Somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Well, you need to read Acts 8:8-9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time, watch this, in the same city, used the sorcerer and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. That's in the Bible. Witchcraft. Hallelujah. Witchcraft in the home.
Hallelujah.
Witchcraft in the schoolhouse. Witchcraft on people's job.
Lord.
Witchcraft. The young girl and the young men walking around all pierced up. That's the sin of witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See them devil worship. Pierce they self up. Rang in their nose. Two or three rings in the ears. Rang in the belly. Could rang on the breath. Rang in the tongue. Pierce. Tattoos all upside their head. Tattoos all on their arm. And these little young foolish girls don't know. That's the spirit of witchcraft. But the Bible tell you over in Leviticus, don't put no marking on your body for the dead or the living. That's a witchcraft spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to hell. For one scripture says, I suffer not a wish to live. Exodus 22:18 said, thou shalt not suffer a wish to live. Back in the old day, they used to burn witches. They used to burn them at the stake. I'm here to tell you, witchcraft. They're taking over the church. Witchcraft. That's why the Holy Ghost can't fall. Ain't nobody getting here. And shut top now. They run to the witch. For the saved woman, a sanctified woman, or a man, run to Jesus. They'll run to the witch. Help me, man. Help me, woman. I beat my wife cheating. And that's going to tell you. Call the man's name and everything. Help me.
Jesus.
How about one time they took them off the air? They used to be on the TV, on the radio, called a sacred hotline.
Preach
nothing but witches, fortune teller, witches. Thank you, Jesus, have destroyed people. And just like that witch, that man witch over in Galatians, Acts was bewitching the whole city.
Preach the word.
Got the church bewitched.
Hallelujah.
Hit it, baby, hit it.
Preach the word. God's calling us to preach the word like never before.
Lord.
Get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Evident speaking in tongue, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's a holy God.
Yeah.
Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name. Get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm over. Say, come, my people.
Yeah.
We love you. We love you. We crying out for your soul.
Uh-huh.
Women, it's time to dress holy. It's time to stop wearing no paints and no splits way up there.
Thank you, Jesus.
And your bosom all showing. Cover up your bosom.
Yes,
look
Lord.
Like a holy woman of God. God said be holy, so we got to be holy.
Jesus.
If I got to be holy, you got to be holy too. Stop wearing no tight britches. Those splits way up there.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You ain't got no slip on.
Thank you,
be
Jesus.
Holy. God said be holy. He's a holy God. We got to be holy. You got to know how to dress holy. I know how to dress holy.
Yes, Lord.
I know how to live holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know how to walk holy.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm saved, sanctified, filled, holy, go, water baptized, and I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. And I ain't got time. I'm going to keep on running till Jesus
say
done.
God,
I'm
going to
do everything the Lord say. He said, preach my word. Preach it in season. Preach it when they don't want to hear. We still got to preach that word.
Here it go, here
preach it like God told us. God said not
tell
my people. Tell them I'm coming. Take on my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get baptized in Jesus' name. We're talking about
Acts, the same witch I've been praying about, the same witchcraft man got baptized
preach
in Jesus'
word,
name.
Jesus' name.
Let me know you can be saved. You can be
word.
Saved. He believed
yes.
what Philip was preaching. And then he went and got baptized in Jesus' name. And it felt so good. And when the apostles came, it's right here in the 8th chapter of Acts. You can read it for yourself.
Uh-huh.
And it felt and it was so powerful, so magnificent, that he wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. When the apostles laid hands on the folks and they
Amen.
Received the Holy Ghost, he wanted to buy. That's how powerful it is.
Praise
one thing I found out, if you got the Holy Ghost, the wizard can't help can't hurt you. If you got the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
The wizard can't hurt you. You got power right over in the
yes,
16th
sir.
Chapter of Acts. Hallelujah. Where Paul cast out that demon. He said, the same following Paul and us. And Christ saying,
yes,
these
sir.
Men are the servant of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. The wizards, oh yeah, they gift them. They can tell you something. Hallelujah. They gift them. You walk in them gift house, them witches' house, they'll call your name, your mama's name, how many children you got. They gifted
Amen.
Them, but they're going to hell because they operate under the devil. They
yes,
operate
sir.
Under the witch's power.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Witchcraft in the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
Praise
if you ain't
it.
Got the Holy Ghost preacher, you can't control that spirit.
Uh-huh.
It's a manipulating Jesus. Spirit. But the Bible says, 1 Samuel 15 and 30 and 23, for rebellion is at the sin of witchcraft. And stubborn is that iniquity and idolatry that works together, witchcraft and idolatry works together,
yeah.
making sacrifice, sizable shot. Now, you young girls, they're pretty too. Some of them so pretty, Luella. They sold out to the witches. Walk around tattooed all on it, and they wear them clothes so you can see it. All up their thighs,
uh-huh.
all in their back, all across their breath, all them tattoos all on their arm. That's the spirit of witchcraft. Rang in your nose, rang in your
Praise
ear,
it.
Rang in your toes. Because God, my witchcraft
Jesus.
Spirit that took over. Look out of a young man dressed up. They don't look like men no more. They look like something wild. All that hair
Praise
around their head, all that hair around their mouth, all them plaits on their head with the ponytails on. How down their back. They look like something wild.
Praise
That's
the
a big of fool.
The
devil done made trying to destroy the young generation. Where's Trevor? That's controlling spirit. Where's Trevor?
Yeah.
He wants you to go to hell with him.
Uh-huh.
Where's Trevor? He can't go to heaven. He was up there, but now he got thrown out. Where's Trevor? And he's spreading the witchcraft spirit. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Boy, they start early
uh-huh.
with that old witchcraft spirit, manipulating spirit. Good God Almighty. And tell you it's all right to do this. That's them lying pastors.
Amen.
It's all right to do that. That's them whore-mongering pastors. It's all right to do that. All right to do that. Homosexuals, they're welcome. It's that homosexual working in the church. Homosexuals need to get saved.
Hallelujah.
That's a demon. That's a lust demon in you that wants you to have flame flesh. Another man lusting behind another man. Another woman lusting behind another woman. You're trying to make God out a lie. God made woman,
Amen.
And God made Adam, and God made Eve. He didn't make no Steve. God, the Bible said marriage is honorable,
uh-huh.
and the bed is under
yes,
fire.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Another scripture said, God, for a man not to touch a woman, but in all the but on all the but funny cases, let every man watch this. Hush up, I got to go. My time is up.
Hallelujah.
We love y'all. We love y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ow! Witchcraft.
Yes, Lord.
Witchcraft. You're saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
God in the beginning. And I'll be there when you have to leave. I'm all seeing, all knowing, almighty, ever supreme. For
him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. touch me again.
Lake Charles 100.1.
Come on, put your hands.